You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
South African Airways says it will appoint a permanent chief executive after its deal with the Takatso Consortium as a strategic equity partner collapsed last month. I'm joined now by Derek Hanekom, who's the chair of SAA. Derek, a warm welcome to you. First of all, maybe just explain the timing of this announcement, if you can. Is this a show of no confidence in the interim chief executive?
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you. Not at all. So on the timing on the one hand, and the second question really is whether this is a vote of no confidence. Let's deal with the timing first. There was no rush. This is not a rushed decision. We had anticipated the possibility of the deal with the share equity partner, Takatso, not going through. And we knew what needed to be done in that event. Clearly, had the deal gone through, all of these appointments, not only the CEO, the interim CEO and interim COO, rather this the CCO, the and various other senior management positions are held on an interim basis. They were appointed on an interim basis. So we were very well aware, as were the affected managers, that Takatso would make up its own mind, would decide itself as the majority shareholder how it wanted to deal with those interim appointments, but we assumed that they might well want to advertise those positions, but that was the one scenario. The scenario that we're dealing with, and that is with the deal not proceeding, with the deal being terminated, we have to now immediately. We were quite aware that we would have to regularize the positions that were described as interim positions. And the only way we can do that is by advertising the positions and filling them properly through the right process. So it's not only the CEO, it's other positions that are held on an interim basis. By the way, the board itself was described as an interim board. So just in answer to the second part of your question, a vote of no confidence in the CEO, very far from it, very, very far from it. This board that has now been operating for a year, which was not the initial expectation, has worked very, very well with the executive management of SAA. And honestly, Jeremy, we're really impressed with the way they've performed. They have gone beyond the call of duty to get this airline up and running, to recover from a very bad state. And we have done that. We have expressed our appreciation to the existing board members, or rather the existing senior management, and making it also very clear that the advertising of the posts and the obligation that we have to fill these posts properly does not in any way preclude them from applying for these positions. And some of them might well apply for the positions, and they may in fact be the successful applicants. We don't know. But what we do know is that, and we knew it a while ago, that in the event of the deal not going through, that we would have to fill these interim positions properly through the right process.
Derek Hanekom, having said that, there were always governance and oversight questions around the chair always being the chief executive. That is not an ideal situation.
Well, not at all. I mean, the chair, there was a period when the chair was the same Professor John Lamola, was both the chair of the board and the interim CEO. But that was corrected some time ago. So the interim CEO, as the case should be, the CEO is an executive director of the board. I chair the board. The CEO and the CFO are both executive directors serving on the board.
Let's talk about the process going forward. How big a blow to SAA was the collapse of this deal? I assume that the airline is still looking for a private partner. So what is the process now?
Okay, well, I mean, it didn't come, to us as a kind of a disaster because we, thinking about possible scenario, we had anticipated the possibility of it not proceeding. It requires of us to rethink some of our plans, because both the corporate plan that was finalized in the financial year ending March 2023 and the most recent corporate plan built in the expectation of a 3 billion rand cash injection. So that was budgeted for. and planned, you know, the plans were done in accordance with that. So the scenario that we have now is that, you know, this 3 billion rand cash injection is no more. You know, we have to put it this way, to you know, tailor our suit according to the cloth, and so we have to adjust some of our plans, because that 1 billion rand that would have we were expecting for even for this financial year is no longer there. The good news, and we've said that for some time, is that, you know, we are cash positive, and without the 1 billion rand coming in the year, this financial year 24-25, we will still be cash positive even by the end of next financial year without any investment coming in.
But having said that, though, the Department of Public Enterprises also talking about raising a new form of finances based on the airline's current assets and being explored currently with financial institutions. So you've still got to go out and find money.
Yeah, no, we don't have to go out and find money. It makes sense to go out and find money. We will survive it as a small airline with very much adjusted plans and much slower growth than would be the case if the money were to come in. So at no point did we ever say that we were going to collapse if the money doesn't come in, and we won't collapse. The point is, it does make sense to get additional capital brought in, and then we can proceed with our original plans and even exceed our original plans, depending on how much money comes in and from where.
So what is that new form of raising finances then?
I'll get to that in a second, Jeremy. So that the part of it of finding a potential investor, well, that really lies in the hands of the shareholder. You know, of course, we would appreciate if it would be of great value if an investor were to come in, but it's not going to happen overnight. And it's not necessarily going to be that easy to find an investor. And the DPE have made it quite clear, and the minister, that at this point, they're no longer looking for a majority shareholder. They'd be looking for an investor who would be a minority shareholder. But that is their business. That is the business of the shareholders, to find investment in the company which they hold as majority, as 100% shareholder. The other source of possible capital is obviously loan. So the only two possible sources are investment capital and loan capital. So, you know, loan finance. So we are currently looking at and exploring the possibility of getting loan finance to come in. One thing is for sure, none of our plans are based on any bailout from Treasury. And we don't expect that. It's been made very clear that that will not be forthcoming. So our plans are really based on no capital coming in from any source, in which case we will survive, but we have to slow down the kind of plans that we had. We will continue with the Perth flight next year, or not next year, next month. But some of the other new routes that we had planned on would have to be delayed. And that is the planning that we have to do now, since we don't know for sure that a new investor will be coming in, and we don't know for sure that we'll be able to get loan finance either. But we are certainly trying to get loan finance. Very important as well to try to get some of the money back that is owed to SAA, including the over a billion rand that is sitting with Zimbabwe, that kind of legacy debt that is owed and we'll try to get that, and we are trying to get that, and the minister is assisting us in that regard. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we will seek any possible cash injection that we can possibly get, but we are also very confident that we will survive the process with much more modest growth plans, even if no cash injection were to come our way.
I am going to leave it there. Derek Hanekom, Chair of SAA, thank you very much indeed.